Thank you so much for joining us, Ramon.
Good to be here with you, Ruby.
Oh, good to have you here. Now, what do you think Disney's motive behind this move is?
Well, I think, you know, Disney has an incredibly successful global brand in the kind of kids and family content space. And they've seen what's happened with the growth of Netflix and, you know, other streaming platforms. And I think that for a long time, they've had a strategy that they needed to own and control their own direct-to-consumer platform. So that's finally coming to fruition with Disney Plus, which has just launched in the US this week and which we'll be having next week.
Of course. And do you think we'll see a drop in subscription prices, considering Netflix currently is the most expensive streaming service on the market, and Disney Plus is coming into the market as perhaps one of the cheap ones?
Yeah, that's right. So Disney is slightly under Netflix. So Disney is $8.99 a month here in Australia, and Netflix starts at $9.99 and goes up to about $20 a month. So I think, you know, if you're looking at price alone, you'd have to say Disney, you know, kind of quite competitive. But I think the thing is with Disney and Netflix that they're really quite different services. So Disney, all of Disney's content, or for Disney Plus anyway, it's really in the kids and family space and in the kind of fanboy kind of content. So, you know, the Marvel, all the Marvel franchises, Star Wars, and that kind of thing. Whereas Netflix really is a full service kind of streaming platform with lots and lots of different kind of genres for viewers of all ages. So I'm not sure that people will switch from one to the other in a straightforward way. I think a lot of Netflix subscribers might take on Disney as well, especially if they've got kids in the house. But probably I think, you know, Netflix is still going to be pretty competitive in Australia because it's just offering such a wider variety of content compared to Disney Plus.
Absolutely. And I guess moving away from Netflix, but just for a moment, of course.
Sure.
And looking at how, I mean, I guess the Netflix versus Disney thing is quite an American market situation for streaming services, but Australian streaming service Stan not too long ago had Disney's content put onto the service, and that included Disney and Marvel and whatnot. So how do you think this will affect Australian-made streaming content such as what we see on Stan?
Sure. Well, Stan, you know, Stan has done pretty well for a smaller service, which doesn't have the kind of global scale of the others. So it's kind of in second place behind Netflix, but above Amazon in terms of take up. The loss of the Disney catalog is a fairly big deal for Stan, but they've had a long time to prepare for this, and they have quite a diverse catalog themselves, including a lot of much more local content than some of the other services. So I think, you know, yeah, there'll be challenges ahead for Stan. There'll be challenges for all these services. It's a very, very kind of competitive marketplace now. But the key is having something a little bit different from the others. And Stan is different. You know, it's more local. It's kind of has a, it's more tailored to the viewing histories and the kind of and the preferences of an Australian market. So I think it's still going to stand out.
It's still going to stand out.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was terrible. Now, last but not least, so I guess with Netflix, obviously not there is that nod to Netflix exclusives, but outside of Netflix exclusives, which weren't really the main sell of Netflix itself, Netflix's main sell, of course, is that it has such a large library. But with the introduction of Disney Plus, do you see the large amount of exclusives on there changing the landscape of cinema film?
Yes. All the services are doubling down on exclusive content, on originals, because it's one of the ways that they can differentiate themselves from their competitors. And so Stan has its own originals, Netflix has its own originals, Disney Plus will have its own originals, and Apple TV Plus, which launched last week, is all originals. So that's definitely going to be a part of all the strategies, all the services in the years ahead. But I think, you know, Netflix has also had a long time to prepare for this. It's put so much money into original production, you know, billions and billions a year, that it's been able to grow its library considerably over the last few years. So, they're all pretty committed to that strategy.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ramon. It's been great having you on the show.
Pleasure, Ruby.